This is Ozarks at Large. If you catch COVID-19, you have a 1 in 4 chance of developing post-acute COVID-19 syndrome or long COVID. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with a research pulmonologist at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, who also rotates through his hospital's COVID-19 ward, to bring us this story, as well as a clear warning to the unvaccinated.
Interventional pulmonologist Nikhil Kumar Mina, MD, is a critical care physician at UAMS as well as an associate professor. He says the incidence of post-acute COVID-19 syndrome, the medical term for long-haul COVID, is anywhere between 10 to 30% of people who've tested positive for the virus.
People have described COVID as having an atom bomb go in their body, and even months later, you're still dealing with the debris of it.
Like an atom bomb, he says, the virus spews deadly infectious particles, but even individuals diagnosed with mild COVID are at risk for developing long COVID.
COVID is acutely infective, and people have found COVID particles in people's body up to 6 months later on various research projects.
Researchers are hard at work investigating how SARS-CoV-2, the novel coronavirus, which first emerged out of China in late winter 2019, impacts human health. 2 to 14 days after exposure, infected people may experience fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, sore throat, congestion, and gastrointestinal distress. And as the pandemic progressed, clinicians began to observe that certain acute COVID-19 patients remained terribly ill, some with new symptoms.
The symptoms starting from head to toe would include brain fog, in which they have issues calculating, they have issues remembering things. So there's a significant cognitive symptomology that goes with it, which has multiple hypotheses, is that with the acute infection, there's increased viscosity or blood flow to the brain, which just takes its own time to get better. When it comes to heart and lungs, they both suffer from acute infections, with heart showing myocarditis, in which the inflammation of the muscle, which makes it weaker. Lungs get injured from the pneumonia and other just the ventilatory support related injuries, which takes time to improve. So people have still been symptomatic all the way up to 6, 7, 8 months since they were first diagnosed. There's an increased risk of having clotting disorders, like developing a lung clot or a leg clot in the leg on a later time.
Like acute COVID, long COVID may impair an individual's sense of smell and taste because the virus also attacks the mucus lining of nasal passages, Mina says. A few specialty clinics have opened in Arkansas to treat post-COVID-19 syndrome. We contacted one such clinic here, operated by MANA, Medical Associates of Northwest Arkansas. But due to the COVID-19 surge occurring among unvaccinated patients in the state, a specialist was not available to speak to us.
In the end, there's no real particular treatment for long COVID, because it's not like you're still infected. So you just have to treat them symptom-based. So if you have a clotting issue from it, then you stay on blood thinners. If you have brain fog, it really takes time. There's something you can medically change that makes your brain fog go away. And the lung support, you just use oxygen if that's what they need, and let the body heal over time, or scar in the places it's going to scar. For the heart, you can use some antihypertensive medicines to remodel them, but it just takes time. It's mostly time. And there's a lot of research going on how long haulers would be long term, and is there an arc to this process? And we just don't know enough yet to say yay or nay.
There is some evidence, according to Yale School of Medicine, that vaccines provide relief for some patients with long COVID based on early observational research. But Mina says it's too soon to know the incidence and impact of long COVID caused by the Delta variant, which is now infecting unvaccinated Arkansans.
We will probably know in September, October, how much long haul it causes. It's certainly more transmissible. because people, a lot more people are getting infected. Now they are younger age group, so I don't know. It's hard to predict how we're going to do as long held is, but it's certainly the lack of vaccination rates in certain states and certain ideologies just putting too many people at risk.
As a pulmonologist, Mina is treating critically ill COVID-19 patients at UAMS, which, like other medical centers in Arkansas, is over capacity.
And none of them are vaccinated. So it's very important to get vaccinated because vaccination protects your body. Now, vaccination are not there to make your infection rate zero, but they do make your body used to that infection. So it doesn't have the response that you would have if you're non-vaccinated.
Free COVID-19 vaccines are widely available in Arkansas now at clinics, public health units, pharmacies, and mass vaccine events. Mina says if 70% of Arkansans were fully vaccinated, critical care providers could manage any 30% who refuse to get shots and get ill.
We only, generations ago, people used to run to get vaccinations. We made polio go away. We make smallpox go away. And now it's time to make COVID go away.
Over 6,000 Arkansans have died due to COVID so far, with 10,000 active cases across the state. And despite an alarming spike in new cases in recent weeks, new vaccination rates remain flat. As such, Dr. Nikhil Mina urges everyone to revive pandemic precautions, especially masking. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.